Today's shiur is Masechta Makkos, Daf Hey, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, the Tapet Amud. Begins the Gemara Mishnah Mishal Shlom B'Mamon. If there is a situation where there is a number of Eidim Zomimim who become Eidim Zomimim, and as we've been discussing extensively in our shiurim, the loch is Asisim Loi Kashazam Lassas Lochiv. Whatever was their intention to do to the person they were testifying against should happen to them. That's the punishment they get. And the question that the Mishnah addresses is if they wanted a cause that this person that they were saying testimony about should have to pay money. How do we divide that money? Do we say that each one of the Eidim Zomimim have to pay the amount? Or do we divide it amongst the Eidim Zomimim? So it teaches us the Mishnah Mishal Shel B'Mamon, we divide it amongst the Eidim Zomimim. And the two Pshatim and the Rishonim had to understand the word Mishalshim. One explanation of the word Mishalshim is that the Bezdin acts as a Sholish. The definition of a Sholish is a arbitrator. And Bezdin, the arbitrator, sees how much money was in question and makes a decision how to divide that money amongst the Eidim Zomimim. The other way of learning Peshat is Mishal Shlum means that if there are three Eidim, we divide it in three. And indeed, if there were be four Eidim, then we would divide it in four, that amount of money. So the Tosfos Yontav and many Mefarshim asked the obvious question. The typical example of Eidim is having two Eidim. So if the Mishnah wants to teach us that we divide the obligation amongst all the Eidim, why don't the Mishnah speak about the typical case or where we have two Eidim? So one explanation that Tosfos Yontav explains, that since we're about to also contrast the halacha by money versus the halacha by Malkus, and Malkus is 39, and the easiest way to describe Malkus would be in three, because 39 is a number which is divisible in three. Therefore, the Mishnah also spoke about three Eidim and dividing the money in three. So the Aruch HaNer questions the Tosfos Yontav's Pshat. He says that the number 39 is not always the number that Malkus would be given. So he doesn't understand why that's the reason why the Mishnah speaks about dividing the money in three. So the Gilyani HaShas from Yosef Engel explains that what the Mishnah is referring to is the Gemara that we learned, the Mishnah that we actually learned, Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. When we learned Masechta Bava Basra, we spent a lot of time discussing the halacha of chazaka, that within 3 years you could establish a chazaka. And we learned that if you have three pairs of Eidim, one pair for year one, one pair for year two, and one pair for year three, that they will divide, they will be able to establish a chazaka. So going back to that Mishnah, that we established a chazaka with three pairs of Eidim, then the extension of that, if those Eidim are Eidim Zomimim, we were divided in three. But, says the Mishnah, when it comes to Malkus, if what they wanted to cause the person that they were testifying against to get Malkus, there the halacha is that we don't divide it. Rather, every one of the Eidim Zomimim will get a full portion of Malkus. And the Mishnah explains itself. If these two Eidim said that one person owes another person 200 zuz, and then they become Eidim Zomimim, the amount of money that they wanted him to lose, that they wanted to make him lose, B'shash B'Neim is divided amongst the Eidim Zomimim. Avam Ha'idu Shechayiv Malkus Aboyim, if what they said was that they were Chayiv Malkus Aboyim, that this person would have been Chayiv Malkus, and then they turn out to be Zomimim, so then Kol Echav Echad, each one of them gets a third of the Malkus. So, of course, the question is, Why is there a difference? So, the simple pshat, that Reb Chaim Brisker used to say in explaining this Gemara. If every person, let's say, as we just said, there are three Edom, will get only a third of the Makis, no one will get the feeling of what this person, what would have happened to this person had their testimony been accepted. And he explains that the whole point of Kasha Zomam is that the Edom should feel what the person that they wanted to cause to be hurt should feel. But they won't feel it because they're only going to get 13. He would have gotten 39. But that is not a full-fledged answer because we understand that why they should have to each get a whole set of Malkus. But if the purpose of the punishment is they should feel what they wanted to do, then the halacha ought to be by money also. Each one of them should have to pay the whole amount. Otherwise, they won't feel completely what they wanted to do. So the Ragachover has a different way of looking at this. He says that by Malkus, if you don't get 39 Malkus, it's not considered that you get Malkus. And that's Kasha Zomam requires that they should get Malkus. Whereas by Mammon, it's not a punishment that you have to feel. Mammon is what is you wanted to cause the person to lose. And therefore, since you want to cause him to feel what he wanted to lose, that's enough. Another pshat that I saw is that by Mammon, if each one of them is going to have to pay the full amount, then the person who they wanted to say against, then he'll end up with more than he would have lost. In other words, as the Mishnah gave the example, they said that each one of them was, that this person was chayiv 200 zuz, which, as we learned, he really wasn't. So what if we'll, and let's say there are only two Edom even, and we'll make each one of them pay 200 zuz. So Shimon Shkop explains that what would happen now is that this person who they said testimony against will actually end up profiting from what happened. And even though we're learning that the Edom Zomim must get punished, there is no pasuk in the Torah that the person who they said testimony against should end up profiting. And that's why it's not acceptable. The Torah says, after the Aveir and Pashas Bereshis, V'yoyim HaShem Elokim L'Anochish, and the Medrash says, there were three participants in that Aveira, and since there were three participants in that Aveira, so that's why there are 13, from there we get the number 39, 13 for the snake, 13 for Adam, and 13 for Chava. So the Shach asks that why does each person only get a third? We just learned that Ein Mishalshelim B'Malkus. So he says, so the Kli Yoker, the Sefer Eidus B'Yosef quotes a Kli Yoker. He says, where do we get the number of 39? So he says, because every time when we give Malkus, do we give a third of the Malkus in the front of the person's body and two-thirds on the back. One is to remember from where he came, and the other two are to remember where he's going, and he's going to get Asalita in Divacheshbin. So Adam Arishin, that until he didn't do an Aveira, so there was no concept that he had to remember that he's going to die, that he's going to have to remember that, and he's going to have to remember from where he came with Tipa Serucha. He didn't come from a Tipa Serucha, he came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why in those days, he explains, the reason we give 39 Malkus nowadays, as we just explained, is for the three concepts that a person should remember. Adam Arishon didn't have those three concepts. He only had one of the three, that everybody's going to have to give Din V'Cheshbin. And therefore, they each only deserved 13 Malkus. Begins the Gemara Nanimili. Where do we know the halacha that we just learned in the Mishnah from? Amar Abaye, Nemar Rosh B'chayv Malkus. The Torah uses the word Rosha regarding Malkus. V'hoyim ben hakos Rosha. The Nemar Rosh B'chayv Mises Bezdin. And the Torah uses a similar word by Chayv Mises Bezdin. Ashu Rosha Lomus. Ma'ala halen emech Mises Lomechza. It's impossible to halfway kill a person. Afkan, The same thing when we speak about the punishment of Malchus, Ein Malchus L'machza. Rava says a different explanation. Binan, we have to fulfill the obligation, as we've been saying, of Kashazom and Lassus Lachiv Feleka. If we're not going to give them the full 39 Malchus, then we don't have a fulfillment of a Kashazomim. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're looking to accomplish, says the Gemara, Ihachi Mamanami. So then the halacha is that by Maman, if each one is only going to have to pay a share of the money, we don't again have Kashazomim. To which the Gemara answers, as we've been explaining, Maman Mitztarif, we could combine the money, whereas Malchus Le Mitztarif, for the different reasons that we gave. Says the Mishnah further, Ein Eidim Nasan Zomim, the Eidim don't become Eidim Zomim, Achi Zimu Eidim Atzmam, until the Azama is on the Eidim themselves. Ketzad, and the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad, Amru, if they Eidim say, Mid Manabish Plani Sharagas Nefesh, we're saying testimony that this individual killed somebody. Vamlahem, and another pair of Eidim say, Hach Eidim Eidim, how could you say that that's what happened? Say testimony that this person killed this person. In this location, the individual that you're saying was killed, Hanerag, Sherei Nerag, or the individual that you're saying is the murderer, they were the victim or the murderer were with us elsewhere that time with Makom Pliny in a different location. That won't make these people Eidim Zomim. What will happen here is this is an example of Achosha, that whenever we have two pairs of Eidim that contradict each other, so often in Shas we learn that that's a circumstance of Achosha, that they are contradicting each other and they cancel each other out. Avil, in a case, and that won't be a case of Eidim Zomim. What will be the case of Eidim Zomim? Avil Amram Lahim, Heichanam Eidim. If the second pair of Eidim say on the original pair of Eidim, how could you possibly say such a testimony? You, the Eidim, were with us elsewhere on that day. That's considered a situation of Hei Eilu Zomim. That's going to be considered a case of Eidim Zomim, and they will be killed in the Rogam Alpiyam. And as we've learned when we started the Masechta, there's a fundamental difference between the two cases. In the first case, the dispute is over the story. What happened or did it happen? And that's, as we said a moment ago, that is an example of Achosha, not Hazama. The explanation of Hazama is when the people when the situation that's in question are the Eidim who are saying testimony. They are the individuals that there's a question about. And that's the case when there's testimony against the Eidim. And some Rishonim suggest, even though the Gemara often says that Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush, it's understandable why it's not such a Chiddush. Because when we're talking about the story, so when two people argue about a story, so there's a question exactly what happened. But when the argument is not about the story, when the argument is about the Eidim, there's no argument over the Eidim. There's only one pair saying testimony about this Eidim, about these Eidim, and that's why they are believed. There's another shot in this, continues the Mishnah. Bo Acherim, now if other Eidim came and said, like the first pair of Eidim, and again Vizimum, and then that second pair, they were Mazim. Bo Acherim, and then there's a third pair that said testimony like the first pair, and that pair was also Muslim. Afilu Yesh Meya, even this happens many times, the Lachas Kulam Yehargu, they all get killed. And the Pashup Shad is that, as we've been learning, the halacha of Eidim Zomim is a chiddush, and once we have the chiddush, it applies that the second pair is always believed. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Ista Sizer, this one pair that's making everybody into Eidim Zomim is obviously not saying something true. How could they possibly say that everybody that is an Eidim Zomim? And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda,
and an erg elkas rishana bavad. The first pair become Edom Zomim, not the other pair. So it seems that Rashi explains that the word istis means something, it's a diversion, it's sora, it's something that's obviously not correct. And as the other Rishonim explain, because it's so obvious that there's something wrong here. There's so many pairs of Edom saying something, and every pair that comes in, you say, well, you were with us elsewhere, there's something wrong that here. Another pshat that I saw in the word istis means a dye, a color. And does that mean that everybody who touches this story, just like when you touch dye, your hand, your fingers get that color, is everybody who touched this going to be like touching dye and touched with the hazama? Another pshat that I saw in istis, the Baal Amar suggests, is istis is a plant, a root that spreads out. And is this istis, he says, is Edom Zomim like a plant that has roots that keep on growing? That is unacceptable. A third pshat that I saw, is that istis means that istis is like a red color. And by this second pair making every other pair into Edom Zomim, what they're really doing is that they're going to cause that many people, because we're fulfilling the obligation of Asisim Lakashazom Alasis Lachiv, will end up killed. Do we want to see that type of bloodshed that one pair of Edom can create? Ask the Gemara, Menonimili, how do we know that the halach of Edom Zomim requires that the discussion be about the Edom? Says the Gemara, Amar of Ada, Dama Kravi, Hine Eid Sheker, Haid Sheker Anav. Says the Gemara, what we learn from here is, Acha to Shoker Gufa Shaladis, where the conversation is about the Edom, about the Edom themselves. The Rebbe Shmuel Tana, how do we know this halacha? Because the pasuk says Ki Yakim Eid Echad Eid Chams Beish Lanis by Sarah. Again, from here we learn Atshatisra Gufa Shel Edis, that the conversation is about the Edom themselves. Amar Rava says the Rabbah Shnayim V'Amru B'Tzad Mizrach Bira Harik Plenius HaNefesh, that this episode that they're saying about happened on the east side of a building. U'Bah Shnayim Vamo, and the second pair come and say to the first pair, V'lai b'marv b'ir emana yisim, you were with us at that time on the west side of the building. So says the Gemara Chazina, we have to analyze. Either kind of b'marv, if they were standing on the west side of the building, mechsi hala mechsi b'bira, mechsi chazal mechsi b'bira, they still would be able to see what was taking place on the east side of the building, then elu zaymim, then they're not considered zaymim. V'mlav, but if they couldn't have possibly seen what's going on the east side if they were on the west side, then Harei El Zomimim, they're considered Edom Zomimim. Ask the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Pshita, that if they couldn't have possibly seen what happened on the east side, that's a proof that Imano Yisem, that they're Edom Zomimim. Answers the Gemara, Matatem Lech L'Shnar Bari, maybe we should, the Halacha should consider that maybe they have wonderful eyesight, and therefore, even though normally people on the west side of this building cannot see what's taking place on the east side, these people can, teaches us the Gemara that we don't say that. And the reason we don't say that is because even by Dinei Nefashis, this way the Rishonim, the Ritva explains the Gemara, and we'll have this concept again in our Masechta many times, that even by Dinei Nefashis, we follow the Roiv, both Lahakul and both Lahakmer. And since it's not common, most people cannot see what's going on the other side, we need not be concerned that they saw. Amar Rava, similar halacha. Bar Shnayim v'Amru, B'Sura, B'Tzafra, B'Chab, B'Shapsa, and Sura on Sunday morning, Harak Plenis Nefesh, this person murdered someone. Or Bar Shnayim v'Amru, and that two other Edom come and say, B'Panya, B'Chad, B'Shaba, Sunday afternoon, Imana Yisim ben Adar, you were with us in Adar. So again, Chazina, we need to evaluate. Even Tzaf Lepanya Motza Azam Masul in Adar, if you could travel from the morning to the afternoon, from Surah to Adar, Loi have a Zamim, because they indeed could have possibly been in in Surah in the morning and in Adar in the afternoon. Vimlav. But if there's no way they could have been in Adar in the afternoon and Surah in the morning, then there's Zamim. Again, ask the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Answers the Gemara again. Maybe we should be concerned that they somehow flew there on a flying camel. And that's why we need to be concerned that they're not Edom Zomim. Kamashlon, since most people cannot travel that way and it's not common that people could get there, we need not be concerned that that happened. Vamar Rabba. Boshnayim. Vamar Bechad B'Shap Sahar Plenius Nefesh. Two Edom come and say Sunday, Reuven killed Shimon. Boshnayim V'Amru. Two other Edom say, how could you possibly be offering this testimony? You were with us Sunday. What they say was that it didn't happen on Sunday, this murder, it happened on Monday, Harik Plenius and Nefesh. So they're saying that the murder took place, but it took place on Monday. Or they say, even if they say that it took place Erev Shabbos, Harik Nefesh, it happened even before they said it happened, says the Gemara, Narogim. These Edom Zomim will be killed. Why? They've ended the Kamasadi, when they're saying testimony about this alleged murderer, Gavra Labaktolahu, he wasn't a person that was Chayiv Misa. And therefore, they wanted a cause with their testimony that he's Chayiv Misa. And that's why the halacha is that they're considered Edom Zomim. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmon. So ask the Gemara, what is Rava teaching that we didn't learn already, Tanina? We're going to learn in a Mishnah Mitzvah on Da'avav. The Mishnah speaks about two pairs of Edom that didn't see each other. One of the pairs became Edom Zomim. The person who's on trial is killed. Because there is one pair of Edom that is a good pair, and based on that, the murderer gets killed. Vishnia, and the soul through the Edom Zomim, Vishnia, Ptura, and the one that's not Edom Zomim is off the hook. So we see from here that, from that Mishnah we see, that even though this murderer is going to be Chayiv Misa, if there are Edom Zomim, they're Chayiv Misa as well. So here too, even though this person will be established as a murderer, it doesn't change that the Edom Zomim are Edom Zomim. Answers the Gemara. So the question is, isn't this halacha that Rava just taught us learned from that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Sefer. Masha ein kein b'gma din etzukhalei. The Rava had to teach us another halacha, that if the say testimony after the person was already convicted, then they won't become Edom Zomim. And the Gemara explains itself. Bo Shnayim, if two people came to Bezav Amr B'chab B'shaps and Nigna Dina Shaplani, two Edom say, then Sunday an individual was sentenced to death because he was a murderer. Well, Bo Shnayim V'Amru, and now two other Edom say, how could you possibly be saying such testimony that you heard Bezdin convict this person on Sunday? You were with us elsewhere on Sunday. But they say, what they say was, this person was already convicted on Friday. Or they said that this person was convicted on Monday. He was convicted. They're not considered Edom Zomim. Why? Because the Be'idna the Kamasati gave back Talahu. So once he was convicted to be killed, so the halacha looks at this person as a dead man. Once the halacha looks at this person that as a dead man, saying testimony about a dead man is not considered a testimony through which you will be considered Edom Zomim. Continues the Gemara. The Kain Linyan Teshlumi Klas. Says the Gemara, the same halacha would apply regarding somebody who's convicted of a crime that comes with a knas payment. And the Gemara explains itself. On Sunday, two Edom say on Sunday, this person, Gunav, stole an animal, a shor, ox or a sheep, a tavach mocher, that the halacha is that the ganef will be chayiv dalad vehei. Bosh naivam, and not two other edim say, how could you possibly be saying such testimony? B'chabishapsa imano yisim, you were with us, you could not have possibly seen this testimony. Rather, when did this happen? Betray b'shapsa, gonaf v'tavach u'mocher. V'loyoid, even at mishalmim, then they're going to become edim zoymim and have to pay the dal v'hei. Furthermore, v'loyoid, afilo amru b'erev shabbos gonaf, that this happened, the second pair say that it happened on Friday and he stole the tavach u'mocher. Mishalmim still, the people are saying that they saw it happen on Sunday, are lying, the edim zoymim, that they will have to pay. Why? The Kamasad de Gavra, when they're saying their testimony, he wasn't obligated. So it's considered a full case of Adam Zomim. However, that this happened on Sunday. And Nigma Dina, and the Bezdin issued a psak that this Ganef has to pay Dal Vahey. Ella Erev Shabbos Ganef. The story you saw saying happened on Friday, he was already sentenced. Then, why? Because once they're saying they ate this, they're not accomplishing anything with their ate this. Because they were already, this man was already, when they're saying their testimony, let's say on Tuesday, this person was already sentenced, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. This is only, explained the Rishonim, regarding Knas. But let's say they were saying testimony that this person did something, borrowed money, and he's chayiv money. Then the halacha is that even if it wasn't Nigma Dinoi, even if he wasn't sentenced, they would not be considered Edom Zomim. Because at the end of the day, they have to pay the money. This person has to pay the money. So the fact that they said something that makes them into Edom Zomim, at the end of the day, he's going to have to pay, and it's not the same as Knas. That by Knas, he won't necessarily have to pay, the Rishonim explained, because by Knas, he can maybe get off the hook by being a Moida B'Knas. But by Mammon, where there is no such a concept, so there, the halacha that we just learned in the Gemara says Rashi and Tosfos would not be applicable. We learned in the Mishnah, we explained Rabbi Yehuda mi istasizu. If one pair of Edom keeps on making the Edom into Edom Zomim, there's something wrong. But we learned in the Mishnah, what will be the halacha? That all the pairs that they keep on saying the Edom Zomim, we will not accept their testimony, but we will accept their testimony regarding the first pair. But ask the Gemara, if we have such a negative view regarding this pair of Edom who are making everybody into Edom Zomim, istasizu, if that's our view about these Edom, so then the halacha ought to be afilu rishonin namiloi, that even the first pair of Edom, even the first pair of Edom should not be put to death. Says the Gemara Ravua, kadmu v'argu. What happened in this story is that the first pair said their testimony, the second pair made them into Edom Zomim, and then they were put to death because of that. And then afterwards, they kept on making more pairs into Edom Zomim. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case of the Mishnah, then there's no point in teaching this. Might have a haver. Once they were killed, they were killed. There's no point of teaching us any halacha. Elam Rabba Hakkamer. Emein Elakat Achas. If there's only one pair that said that this person is a murderer, and then a second pair came and made them into Edom Zomim, Nergu, they're killed. E Iket Fei. But if there are other Edom that say testimony that this person is a murderer, then the halacha will be ein haragim, no one. Since we see this problem with the second pair, that they make everybody into Edom Zomim, so no pair of Edom will be killed. But ask the Gemara, how could you explain the Mishnah that way? The Mishnah said, habavat kamer. What did the Mishnah say? That only the first pair is killed and nobody else. And therefore, says the Gemara, Kasha. The Mishnah, the wording of the Mishnah is difficult. And the way the Ritva explains, because we've explained many times
in our shiurim, that there's a difference when the Gemara uses the word kasha versus when the Gemara uses the word tiyufta. When the Gemara uses the word kasha, there's presumably an answer. When the Gemara uses the word tiyufta, it means there is no answer. So the Gemara is saying, kasha, what does the Gemara mean with the word kasha? So I saw that the Ritva explains that the Gemara means to say as follows. What the Gemara means to say is that the first pair was muzum before the second pair started doing this to many other pairs of Edom. The Gemara asked, my dehava hava, that doesn't seem to be pshat of the Mishnah. We're not going to have, says the Ritva, any other choice but to learn that pshat in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, here's the sub. There was a woman, the Asi Sadi, that brought Edom to Besdin that to say testimony on her behalf, the Shtaker, and the Edom were proven to be liars. Asi Sadi, and then she brought another pair of Edom, and again, the Shtaker. Asla Asi Sadi Chrina, she brought a third pair, the Loy Shtaker. In other words, the way they were proven to be liars, as we learned extensively in Masechet Sanhedrin, Edom are cross-examined, and these Edom were proven liars based on cross-examination. Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, because by the first two pairs of Edom this happened, Huchsukazu, this woman has been established to bring Edom Sheker, and we don't accept any more Edom that she brings. Amar Le Rebbe Lazar asks Rebbe Lazar to Reish Lakish, Imhi Huchsuka. If indeed we have this concern about the woman, are we ready to accept that all people that come to say Edus are liars? Says the Gemara, Zimnan Havyasi Kameh de Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara, there was another time where a Shlokish was sitting in front of Rav Yochanan, Asa Kamaisla Kamayu, and there was a similar story that happened. Amar Shlokish Huchsa Gazu. And again, Reish Lakish said his opinion that this woman has a chazaka that she brings false edim. And again, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, if she has this chazaka, does that mean everybody else has? And Reish Lakish gave Rabbi Lezer a look because it seemed that Rabbi Lezer heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. And why did Rabbi Lezer not quote Rabbi Yochanan? Amalei Shmat Milim Ma'adachcham. You heard something from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was called by Nafcha because his father was a blacksmith, Velamet Lebishmei, and why don't you say it in his name? So I saw the Ritva gives two explanations why indeed he didn't say it over in his name. One explanation he suggests is because when he heard it and when he said it, he had not yet heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore it was his own understanding. It also happened to be consistent with what Rabbi Yochanan said, but it was something that he came up with on his own. Another pshat the Ritva suggests is that since Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud Muvik or Rabbi Yochanan, it was assumed Rabbi Lazar didn't have to say, I heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Because in Rabbi Lazar's mind, it's obvious that anything he says, he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara wants to connect that this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the same machlokes that we had of the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Shlokish, Amak Rabbi Yehuda, that once we see a certain pattern, that's something that Halacha takes into consideration. Rabbi Yochanan Damek Rabbanan, that we don't take into consideration. Amalek Reish Lakish, to which Reish Lakish responds, Anoda Amri Lacha Fila Rabbanan. My opinion can be consistent even with the Rabbanan. At Kanlo Kama Rabbanan Hossam, where did the Rabbanan say that the people are not considered, that we don't consider them liar? Dilma de Kama Hada, because the person who there's somebody looking to hire false witnesses in this case, and the second pair is able to refute them. In this case, there's a woman that we see is considered a person that's looking to bring false testimony, and therefore there we don't know that for sure that happened. We don't have a proof that anybody's looking to hire a false witness. There's a person on trial, and witnesses are coming in. Here, this woman is bringing Edom, and she has a reason to bring false Edom. I can be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. The story of our Mishnah is very troubling, because this person, this pair of Edom, as many pairs, the Mishnah gave the example of 100 pairs, everybody who shows up, they say Mono Yisim. Could everybody have been possibly with this pair? That's why Rabbi Yehuda says there's something wrong with the story. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Just because you know about, just because I don't know the testimony, doesn't mean you don't know the testimony. Says the Mishnah, Eina Edom Zomim Naragim, Edom Zomim are not punished, at Sheyigmar Adin, until there's a sentenced issue. And says the Mishnah, so it's Tzadikim Omrim, that Tzadikim used to say, at Sheyorig, that the Edom Zomim are not punished unless the person they said testimony about was actually punished. Shenemar, because the pasuk says nefesh benefesh. Amla chachamim, v'loi klanemar, the chacham said to Tzadikim, how could your understanding of the pasuk possibly be correct? The Torah says, v'asisim loi kashazomim lasis lachiv, what he planned to do. Right? In this case, achiv kayim, the pasuk cannot be speaking about a case where the person that they said testimony about is already dead. Vim came and they addressed the Tzadikim. Im kei lama nema nefesh benefesh. What do we know, what do we learn from the pasuk nefesh benefesh? To teach us, shiyachim shashi kibble dosan. We would think that they become Edom Zomimim from when they said their testimony, and then other Edom said imanu yisem. That's enough to make them into Edom Zomimim. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says nefesh benefesh, ha eina rogim et shiigmar adin. So we have three stages in our Mishnahs. One stage, as soon as they offer the testimony, that everybody agrees they won't be Edom Zomimim. There's the second stage where they were, where this person was sentenced, but the sentence was not carried out. That's when, according to Chum, they can become Edom Zomimim. And then there's the third stage where this person that they said Edus about was actually killed, and the Tzadikim say that they are put, the Edom Zomim are punished, and the Chum hold they're not punished. What is Taka Pshat? From the Sefer Mipi, Svarim B'Sofrim. If we think about the entire subject of Edom Zomim, it's a very bechidish, as we keep on saying. Why do we accept the second pair more than the first pair? Because the Torah Kedosha says, a chidish, that's what the halacha says. When did the Torah, so if this person, however, was already put to death, nothing happens without Hashem wanting to happen. If they killed, that if this person was killed, it's obvious that this person was indeed Chayiv Misa. Maybe not for this story. Maybe they're Edom Zomimim, and what they're saying is not true. But if the person was put to death, it means he was supposed to be put to death. And therefore, they were the vehicle through which a person who was supposed to be put to death was put to death. And therefore, they're not going to be punished. They didn't do anything wrong. But if he was only sentenced and not put to death, that means he's not Chayiv Misa. And therefore, they're going to be punished because they made an innocent person maybe get killed. Tana says the Tana Baribi Amru. The Tana Ribi, that's how Rashi explains, said Loy Hargu, if they didn't best did not carry out a sentence against the person who testimony was said about, Narogim. That's when the Edom Zomim will be killed. Hargu, but if the person was already killed, then the halacha is a Narogim. Ama loy aviv, ama aviv. So he said to his father, said to him, "Bini, lav kavachomer. Can't we make a kavachomer? Yeah, that if they actually caused the person to be killed, if the guests got him sentenced, they killed. Certainly, if he was killed, they deserve the punishment. They deserve a punishment. Ama loy." And Baribi answered to his father, "Your point is extremely well taken. However, Limitana Rabbeinu, you taught us that ain onshim meradin. We don't punish somebody based on a kal v'chomer. Why not?
So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that a kal v'chomer is based on logic. And what's going to happen if we're going to kill a person based on our logic, and then down the line, our logical conclusion is refuted. What's going to happen is that an innocent person was killed, and therefore, ein oinshin min hadin. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that many svarim say this pshat, that we know we say every morning, many people say the b'raisa of Yishmol. And the b'raisa of Yishmol, Rabbi Yishmol, is, says, the shlosh es midrash shatarin the dreshes for him. The 13 ways that we explain psukim in the Torah. And many svarim suggest that those shlosh es midrash that the Torah is explained with correspond to the shlosh es midrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we look at that, then the corresponding midah to kal v'chomer is kale, which represents chesed. So, says the Gemara, we cannot use kal v'chomer, which is represented as chesed, to be a vehicle had to punish somebody. The whole purpose of a kal v'chomer, the whole purpose of a kal v'chomer is to teach us that we should live a world with chesed. And we can't use a kal v'chomer to teach us an oinish that somebody should get punished. The Tanya, where do we see this concept, says the Gemara, of ein oinshin min hadin? The Torah says, Ishaki ikach es achoisi bas oviv o bas imoi. V'nichasu le'ena b'nei amam. If somebody has relations with a sister, a maternal sister or paternal sister, the halacha is his chayv keres. Ein li ela bas oviv shle bas imoi. So we would only know a sister from the same father, not the same mother. Bas imoi shle bas oviv, or the same mother, not the same father. Bas aviv imay ubas imay menayin. How do we know if she's a full-fledged sister? Tamloimer achosa geila avona yisa. Says the Gemara, actually yomer, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that yechayiv for a full-fledged sister? Yeshli bedin, we could get to this logically im onish. If the Torah says that there's a chayiv chorus, abas aviv shle bas imay. Or bas ima shle bas aviv, a half sister, there's a chiyuv. Bas aviv or bas ima like koshkein, that there should be a punishment. Halamanata, from here we come to the conclusion that it's a great logic, but ein anshim menadin, that we don't give a punishment that way. So I saw that the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. There's a concept throughout halacha of bechlal masayim mona, that within 200, there's 100. So he asks that somebody who's a bas aviv or a bas imoy is b'chlal masayim money. So why shouldn't we say that she's certainly included in that iser? If she's a full sister, she's certainly included to being a half sister. So I saw that the Paddish Yosef quotes the Pnei Yeshua, and the Paddish Yosef says a very, very nice teretz. He says, when we think of a bas aviv, when we think of bas imay, when we think about a full-fledged sister, we think of them as all very similar to each other. He says that's not the way that the halacha looks at it. The halacha looks at each one of these individuals as a different type of iser. When it's a different, when do we say b'chal masayim mona? We say b'chal masayim mona that in $200 there's $100, but this is a different category of iser. Since it's a different category, Isser, that's why we can't rely just on a kal v'chomer and say, just to say, b'chal masayim mona. Ask the Gemara, Einu Shemanu. So we learned that even though ein oinshin min hadin, we have a pasuk. But we, as we learned many times in Masechet Babasra, every Isser in the Torah has to have an oinish, a pasuk that tells us the punishment, and as hara, the Torah has to tell us that it's Osir. So ask the Gemara, Ashara Minayin, and the Gemara means to say that where do we learn the Amos here in Menadin, that we can't establish an Isser based on a Kal V'chomer either. Tamalayim Eves Achaycha Bas Avicha Bas Imecha. Only again, Bas Aviv Shle Bas Imay, a paternal sister. Bas Imay Shle Bas Aviv, a maternal sister. Bas Aviv Bas Imay Minayin, that there's an Isser. Tamalayim Eves Bas Eishas Avicha, Meledes Avicha Achoyskehi. Why does the Torah have to teach us a full-fledged sister? Ask the Gemara, if the Pasuk wouldn't have said it, Why can't we learn it? Yeshli Menadin, why can't we learn it based on a Kal V'Chomer? Mam Huzra Bas Ima Shle Bas Iviv. If there's an Isser for a maternal sister, and Bas Ovi Shle Bas Ima and a paternal sister, Bas Ovi Bas Ima Le Kol Shkein, Lamarata, from here we see a Masir Menadin. But as to Gemara, this concept of Ein Onshim Menadin was taught by Chiv Koris. Chai V'Malchus Menayim. How do we know when we say this concept by Chai V'Malchus as well? Tamaloymer, Rosha Rosha. Do we learn Xeris Shova? Chai V'Golius Menayim. How do we know that we say this concept by Chai V'Golius? Says the Gemara, Asya Ritzayach Ritzayach. We learn Xeris Shova Ritzayach Ritzayach. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tabai. Erev Nechama. He says, I should not be zoichet to see building of Beis HaMikdash. I should not be worthy to see Mashiach. If I did not kill an Eid Zoymim, to show that the Tzedakim were incorrect. They would say, they say, as we learned in the Mishnah, that the din of Eidim Zoymim was only applicable if the person whom they said testimony about was killed. And I paskin that the Eidim Zoymim were sentenced, even though the person they said testimony about was not in any way punished. Amalei Shimon Shetach, Erev Nechama, Imloi Shafachta Dam Naki, that you killed an innocent person. Amre Chacham, Sherev Chachamim, Ein Eidim Zoymim Naragim, Ad Shizumu Shneim. Both Eidim have to become Eidim Zoymim. Ein Loikim, Ad Shizumu Shneim. And you did it just based on one, you were wrong. Because only if both Eidim Zoymim are Eidim Zoymim, does the halach of Eidim Zoymim apply, not if two. Miyad Kivalav Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tabai, as soon as Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tabai made this mistake, he accepted upon himself, Miyad Kivalav Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tabai, She'enem Ayra Ra, Elef Neishim Ben Shadach. He won't pass in Shailas, only in front of Shimon ben Shotach. Says the Gemara, Kol Yomav, Sher Yehuda ben Tabai, his entire life, Hayim Mishtatach, Akivroi, Shel Oysel Haid, he would go to that kever of that person and cry over what happened, that he killed an innocent man. Vayu Koyle Nishma, and everybody would hear that a voice, the Surma Amelim Kol Shaharug, that the voice that they were hearing was the voice of this aid. Amalei Koyle Shalihu, it's not his voice, it's my voice that I'm trying to appease him. Teidu, and I'll prove to you it's my voice, not the voice of the aid. Because Lamachu Meis, he said about himself, when I will die, Lamachu Meis ain't Koyle Nishma, his voice will no longer be heard. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Achabrei, the Ravala Rav Ashi, V'dimel Dina Kam Badei, he says maybe what happened was that after they came to Shemayim, they had it in Torah, and everything was settled. Inami Paisa Paisa, who was able to appease him. And that's why the Gemara says that the fact that they didn't hear a voice is not necessarily a clear indication that it was not the voice of the aid. It might have been the voice of the aid, but even after a person leaves the world, he has still the opportunity in the Olam Haba to try to make peace with people that he couldn't make peace with in this world. Of course, many Mefarshim asked the question, Rishonim and Achroinim, how did it come that Yehuda ben Tabai should make an error? Isn't there a Gemara that says in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Tesom Abeis, Afilu Behemtum Shal Tzadikim, even the animals of Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yedeim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu prevents the animals from tzaddikim to make a mistake, and certainly the tzaddikim themselves. So how do that happen? So there's a very famous Tosfos Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos that the din, the concept that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring punishment to doesn't bring that tzaddikim should do averus is only by Macholos Asuris. There's a special sensitivity that a tzaddik should not eat something that's raw, that is not kosher. But in other concepts, in other places, then we don't say. The other Rishonim and Achronim suggest that here the goal was to show that the tzedakim are wrong. And if the goal is to show that tzedakim is wrong, that is enough of a reason even to make a mistake just to prove them that their entire approach to Torah is an incorrect approach to Torah.